From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice for me to meet you again. I'm going to accompany you for the next 60 minutes. In today's edition, we would like to present some segments started from news, highlights of the week, and so forth. Stay tuned on Voice of Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service with the news. First, the headlines. Iran Communication Technology Minister says the country ready to send 6 satellites into orbit. Indonesia and India focus on comprehensive economic partnership agreement. Foreign Affairs Ministry confirms safety of 94 Indonesians. Now the news in detail. Iran has prepared 6 satellites to be launched into space while one more satellite is in the process of being assembled. The country's Minister of Information and Communication Technology, Mohammed Javad Azahari Jahromi, stated it as quoted by Sputnik. Last year, at the end of October, Jahromi said that Iran was planning to have new satellites launched into Earth's orbit by the end of the current Iranian calendar year, which falls on March the 19th. In August 2019, Western media reported an explosion of an Iranian carrier rocket during a launch from the Imam Khomeini Space Center. The Iranian authorities denied the report. Several countries, including the United States, are concerned with Tehran's rocket launches, claiming that they violate United Nations Security Council Resolution 2231, which calls upon Iran to refrain from developing ballistic missiles capable of delivering nuclear weapons. The Iranian Foreign Ministry insists that the country's rocket launch do not violate the resolution. U.S. President Donald Trump has said the United States will not remove a sanction on Iran in exchange for Tehran's readiness to negotiate. It was a repeat of his earlier tweet, but this time in Farsi or Iranian language, as quoted by Sputnik. On Friday, the United States introduced new sanctions against Tehran that targeted 6 international petrochemical and petroleum companies and 2 persons accused of helping Iran skirt sanctions. The United States has repeatedly vowed to continue economic pressure on Iran, insisting that the country should change its behavior, as U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has reiterated in a series of tweets recently. On January the 5th, Iran announced it will no longer comply with the limits of the 2015 nuclear deal, dubbed the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, or JCPOA. But Iran's President Hassan Rouhani said that Tehran would still not seek nuclear weapons. The United States withdrew from the 2015 nuclear deal on May 8, 2018, reintroducing harsh economic restrictions against Tehran. A year later, Iran announced that it had started to suspend some of its obligations under the nuclear deal. China Development Bank has decided to lend emergency fund of 2 billion yuan to the government of Wuhan City to mitigate the spread of the coronavirus. Wuhan City has become the center of the coronavirus outbreak after it was first detected in December 2019. A person infected with the virus will show symptoms similar to fever and coughing and later experience respiratory problems similar to pneumonia, as reported by Reuters. The Chinese authority declared 41 people had died because of the outbreak, with around 1,300 people receiving treatment. Around 50 of the patients are in critical condition. Separately, Chinese television station extend their appreciation towards medical officers and citizens attempting to curb the spread of the virus. Normally, Chinese television will broadcast the Spring Festival Gala broadcasted by Chinese government media CCTV to celebrate Chinese New Year. The show has been in tradition since 1983 and usually run for 4 hours with singing, dancing, and performances. In 2020, one extra segment was added before the show begins, where news broadcasters expressed their appreciations to medical officers and citizens of Wuhan who suffered from the coronavirus outbreak. Australia's bushfire-stricken state of Queensland saw heavy rainfalls on Sunday, dampening some of the fires that have raised 2.5 million hectares of land since September, but on the other hand, the wet weather caused major flooding. Some areas received a quarter of the annual average rainfall, according to Reuters calculations, with the state's Bureau of Meteorology saying coastal areas experienced up to 160 millimeters of rain in the 24-hour period, to 9 a.m. on Sunday. The Bureau also said on Twitter that more rain expected coming over days. Several people were rescued from floodwaters and some bridges and causeways were closed, but no severe damage had been reported. Recent rains across drought-hit Queensland, Victoria, and New South Wales states have substantially dampened many of the hundreds of bushfires that have burned an area nearly the size of Greece and killed 33 people and millions of animals since September. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Trade negotiations between Indonesia and India are heading in new direction, with a focus on the Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement. A bilateral free trade arrangement said that India has already successfully entered with South Korea. Ambassador of India to Indonesia Pradip Kumar Rawat stated it in a special interview with Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta on Friday in conjunction with the 71st Republic Day of India, which falls on January the 26th.
Now, since RCEP is more or less done, there are opportunities for us, for India and Indonesia, to go back and take a look at SEPA and see that in our bilateral relations, trading relations, what is working best for our economies and what is not, and then try and work out a trading arrangement which helps our economies to grow, to diversify, and also to become more competitive globally.
Ambassador Pradip Kumar Rawat said India's pharmaceutical and engineering services were a strong export which Indonesia may be interested in the future, and both countries could benefit from bilateral trading. The ambassador hoped India and Indonesia could share a more balanced and mature relationship in future trade partnership. The Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership is a free trade deal between the member states of ASEAN and their 5 partner countries, Australia, New Zealand, China, Japan, South Korea, and India. It was signed in 2017, but India opted out of the agreement 2 years later. The Foreign Affairs Ministry confirmed that there are 93 Indonesian citizens still trapped in Wuhan, China. They are unable to leave the city due to the isolation of Wuhan by the Chinese government to contain the coronavirus outbreak. Nevertheless, Director for Indonesian Citizen and Legal Entity Protection of the Indonesian Foreign Ministry, Yuda Nugraha, confirmed that Indonesian citizens in Wuhan are not infected by the virus. As quoted by Tempo, Yuda elaborated that currently the 93 Indonesian citizens are in healthy condition. Majority of the Indonesians are college students living in dorms. He said that the Foreign Affairs Ministry continued to monitor the condition in Wuhan, carried out with the Indonesian Embassy Office in China and also with the Association of Indonesian Chinese Students. Latest report said that the coronavirus has killed 41 people in China. The virus was initially discovered in Wuhan. Even today, the virus has spread to 13 other cities in China and affected 41 million people. The Chinese government has established a special team consisting of 14 experts to prevent the spread of the virus. And in addition, army medics have also been mobilized by China to anticipate worse effects. Last item, Transportation Minister Budi Karya Sumadi on Friday extended his personal instruction to air carriers to avoid flights to Wuhan, China, to prevent the spreading of coronavirus. As quoted by Tempo, according to Budi Karya Sumadi, flights from and to the area have been empty since Thursday, January the 23rd. The minister added that the Transportation Ministry has temporarily closed all flights to the region. The Directorate General of Air Transportation said that as a follow-up to NOTAM issued by the International NOTAM Office in Beijing, Indonesian air carriers' flights from and to Wuhan are temporarily suspended. The policy was made to prevent the possibilities of coronavirus outbreak through flight routes. Currently, there are two national air carriers that serve flight routes to Wuhan, namely Sriwijaya Air and Lion Air. Director General of Air Transportation, Polana Pramesti, said that the Director General of Air Transportation will conduct anticipation of the spreading of the coronavirus from flight routes. To end the news, here are the main points once again. Iranian Communication Technology Minister says the country ready to send 6 satellites into orbit. Indonesia and India focus on comprehensive economic partnership agreement. Foreign Affairs Ministry confirms safety of 94 Indonesians in Wuhan. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, from Indonesia to the world. This week's spotlight is on President Joko Widodo affirmed the sovereignty of the Republic of Indonesia is final. President Joko Widodo said the sovereignty of the unitary state of the Republic of Indonesia is final that cannot be bargained anymore. When giving a briefing at a meeting of the leaders of the Ministry of Defense, the military and police at the Ministry of Defense in Jakarta on Thursday, the president ordered all levels of the Ministry of Defense, the military and police to work really seriously. They must safeguard the country and stand at the front line in strengthening the sovereignty of the Republic of Indonesia. The meeting was attended by Coordinating Minister for Politics, Law and Security, Mahfud MD, Defense Minister Prabowo Subianto, Military Commander-in-Chief Marshal Hadi Cahyanto, and National Police Chief General Idham Aziz. According to the President, the meeting showed a synergy in carrying out the country's major agenda and objectives. According to the President, the defense forces must also deal with an increasingly broad spectrum of conflict. He mentioned the challenges, which include the wider spectrum of conflicts in various parts of the world. Therefore, all must strengthen defense diplomacy to reduce interstate tensions and be ready to maintain state sovereignty. President Joko Widodo also requested that technological developments be extraordinarily vigilant, especially unmanned ships equipped with modern weapons. According to the president, the military must have the courage to start building these technologies. He requested a leap in military technology over the next 20, 30, 50 years to be anticipated. Meanwhile, Minister of Defense Prabowo Subianto said the development of defense system in the future will be sourced from national resources. The national resources used include natural resources and artificial resources, which are integrated. The theme of the 2020 Ministry of Defense Leadership Meeting is a strong universal defense guaranteeing the survival of the unitary Republic of Indonesia. Prabowo said that defense was carried out universally, integrated, directed, and continued to be the survival of the Unitary Republic of Indonesia based on Pancasila and the 1945 Constitution. To achieve this, he asked all elements of society to unite in upholding the country's sovereignty. With strong unity, territorial integrity, and safety of all Indonesians in order to face various threats and challenges in the future can be upheld. Prabowo conveyed all that before President Joko Widodo. According to Prabowo, the presence of the president as the supreme commander of the military raised morale and confidence in the entire Indonesian defense community. Well, that was Spotlight of the Week over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today in history. I'll begin with January 26, 1952. The World Customs Organization is established. The establishment of the World Customs Organization on January 26, 1952 was an important milestone in the history of world customs. Before the World Customs Organization existed, customs regulations were seen as hampering trade between countries. For this reason, trade agreements were initially formed both bilaterally and by groups such as the European Union, which then extended to the whole world, and World Customs Organization was formed. January the 26th is then designated as the International Customs Day. Turning to January 26, 1934, the German-Polish Non-Aggression Pact is signed. The governments of Germany and Poland signed the German-Polish Non-Aggression Pact on January 25, 1934. It states Germany officially recognized the territorial borders between Germany and Poland. The pact also aims to end the customs war, which damaged the economic relations of the two countries. I'll conclude with January 26, 2001, the Great Earthquake of India. An earthquake of 7.9 on the Richter scale hit western India and parts of Pakistan on January 26, 2001, killed tens of thousands of people. It happened at 8:50 local time, with epicenter in the city of Bhuj, the state of Gujarat. Many residents were preparing to take part in the 52nd anniversary of India's Independence Day. The earthquake that occurred only in 2-minute period killed 19,727 people and 166,000 injured, according to Indian health authorities. More than 550 earthquakes aftershocks occur until March. Well, that was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent your letters or emails containing deception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Howard Barnett in England. Hello, Mr. Howard Barnett. Thank you for your email on your broadcast. Answering your request, we suggest you to visit our website www.voinews.id. At the website, you can find out our program schedule completely. We hope you always monitor our broadcast every day. And please do not forget to send your reception report. Thank you. As appreciation, we will play a beautiful song for you. Here is the song.
Tak sulit mendapatkanmu, karena sejak lama kau pun mengincarku. Tak perlu lama-lama, tak perlu banyak tenaga, ini terasa mudah. Kau terima semua kurangku, kau tak pernah marah bila ku salah. Kau selalu memuji apapun hasil tanganku yang tidak jarang payah. Jangan cintai aku apa adanya, jangan. Tuntutlah sesuatu, biar kita jalan ke depan. Semua kurangku, kau tak pernah marah bila ku salah.
Kau selalu memuji apapun hasil tanganku yang tidak jarang payah. Jangan cintai aku apa adanya, jangan tuntutlah sesuatu, biar kita jalan. Jangan cintai aku apa adanya, jangan tuntutlah sesuatu, biar kita jalan ke depan. Oh, jangan cintai aku apa adanya, jangan kita jalan ke depan, yeah.
You are listening to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia Today, Sunday, January the 26, 2020, is on National Sport Week to be right on schedule. Indonesian Youth and Sports Minister Zainuddin Amali and Papua Governor Lukas Nmb ensured that the 20th National Sport Week in Papua on October the 20th until November the 2nd will take place as scheduled, with the completion of almost all lines of preparation such as the arena, accommodation and security. Minister Zainuddin Amali said this after receiving Papua Governor Lukas Nmb in Jakarta on Tuesday. Meanwhile, Governor Lukas added the readiness of the venue has reached the final completion stage, while for accommodation and lodging, in addition to the guest house prepared, there are also other accommodation that has also been coordinated with local hotels so that they are ready to receive athletes and officials from all regions in Indonesia. The National Sport Weeks in Papua will be attended by 6,200 athletes plus official and estimated around 12,200 attendees. This figure does not include the match, the referee board, and other supporting staff. For the aspect of transportation, he said the committee will provide free transportation while the athletes are in Papua. In addition, 600 buses of various sizes have been prepared to support the mobilization of the 20th Sport Week's participants. In general, there are at least three main expectations of Governor Lukas in the implementation of the National Sport Week in Papua. First, it can strengthen national brotherhood from Sabang to Merauke. Second, residents of other regions who come to Papua do not worry to or feel afraid regarding the security condition. Third, the success of the Sport Week can also be a mirror in the success of the unity of the Republic of Indonesia. Previously, to support the ongoing activities on schedule, President Joko Widodo on January the 17th had signed the presidential instruction on accelerating support for the implementation of the 20th National Sport Week and the 16th National Paralympic Week in Papua Province. In general, the president instructed all stakeholders to take steps according to their task, function, and authority in a coordinated and integrated manner to each of the relevant ministries or institutions. This to accelerate support in organizing the 20th National Sport Week and the 16th National Paralympic Week in Papua Province. As for the Minister of Interior, the President instructed to facilitate policy support to local governments in the framework of implementation in the Papua Province and facilitating synchronization while harmonization of planning documents for these activities. While for the Minister of Finance, the President instructed to allocate the necessary budget in accordance with the state's financial capacity and refer to the provisions of the legislation. Well, that was my Indonesia Today on National Sport Week to be right on schedule. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we'll reply an email from our regular listener, Dr. D.K. Sarkar in India. He was listening to our broadcast on January 18, 2020 through 3325 kHz with SINPO 34333. Hello, Mr. Sarkar. We hope you are listening to our broadcast and in healthy condition now. Special for you, we will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
Berlabuh
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder featuring Indonesian tourism. Today, I will take you on a tour to visit the German beach in Bali province to enjoy its beautiful natural scenery. Bali is indeed famous for its beautiful scenery, especially its beaches. There is a destination of a beach that is classified as new. It has a unique name similar to the name of a country in Europe, Germany. Yes, it is called Pantai German, or in English, German Beach. This beach is precisely located along Wasanegara Road in Tuban, South Kuta, not far from Ngurah Rai Airport, only approximately 10 minutes by car. The name German Beach or Pantai German apparently was given because Bali has a legacy from Germany, especially it has a history with German citizens. In the past, Pantai German or German Beach was the port of Kuta, where traders from outside Bali anchored and brought their merchandise. As mentioned in history, in 1827, it was the most important port in South Bali. Due to seawater abrasion, the famous Kuta port slowly disappeared and was renamed Pantai German or German Beach. This is because after there was no port on the coast, some housing complex was established, inhabited by German citizens. Over time, the housing on the beach also sank and also lost to abrasion. What remains then were only some fishing boats. It should be noted, however, the beauty of the German beach is not inferior to other beaches in Bali. The sand is very smooth and makes visitors comfortable when they walk barefoot on the beach. In addition, it also has broad and gentle contours. On this beach, you can see many colorful fishing boats neatly parking on the seashore. If you love photography, the view here makes really interesting photo object. You can also go boating and enjoy the blue sea. What is unique from this place, you can see the plane landing or taking off from Ngurah Rai Airport on the left side of the beach. Here you can also linger under the sun or play on the smooth and fine sand as much as you want. To get to Pantai German or German Beach is not difficult because it is so close to Ngurah Rai International Airport. You can rent a car or motorcycle to get there. After you are tired of walking and enjoying the scenery around the beach, of course you can enjoy the culinary around the area. If you are on vacation to Bali, especially Kuta, besides enjoying the beaches in Kuta, which is quite famous, take time to relax for a moment on the Pantai German or German Beach. Well, we'll meet again tomorrow with more interesting topics. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Now we continue to reply an email sent by Kalab Abbas. In his email, he said that he always thank you very much to Ani Hasanah Mubarak and team as well to sharing wonderful news, pictures and videos at VOI Facebook fan page and to do continue the informative efforts. Hello Mr. Kalab Abbas, thank you very much for your compliment. Please give your criticism and suggestion to our podcast. We always try to improve our broadcast for our listeners' satisfaction. As appreciation, we will play a beautiful song for you and other listeners around the world. Here is the song.
Ingin ku tahu, apakah ada yang punya? Karena ku tak bisa lupakanmu. Kau satu fenomena. Langit pun cerah, hilang gelisah bila engkau ada. Dan ku ingin tahu, mungkinkah ada yang istimewa bila ku menyapa. Telah ku coba untuk lupakanmu, tapi ku tak pernah bisa. Harus ku coba bertegur sapa, karena bayangmu selalu hantuiku.
Here is Miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Hello listener, welcome back in Miscellany. Today we will inform you about Semarang wins the cleanest tourism city award in Southeast Asia. The city of Semarang, Central Java, has won the prize as the cleanest tourist city in Southeast Asia. This award was obtained at the Asian Tourism Forum ATF 2020, some time ago in Brunei Darussalam. This award is given by Asian, which will be pinned on the city of Semarang until 2022. Head of Semarang City Culture and Tourism Office, Indria Sari, expressed her joy for the achievements of Semarang. According to her, Semarang City should be proud of all development efforts that achieve positive results. Indria Sari added, the assessment process began with the Asian Tourism Forum ATF team's visit to Semarang to assess various aspects. She said, previously the Semarang City Culture and Tourism Office proposed Semarang City in the Clean Tourism City category. The Semarang City Award as the Asian Clean Tourist City Standard will be the toughest challenge and homework for the Semarang City Culture and Tourism Office to maintain it. Indria Sari explained the steps to be taken after winning the award were her side together with 4P, namely residents, government, entrepreneurs, and reporters jointly committed to maintaining cleanliness in the city of Semarang in accordance with the concept moving together to build the city. Well, listener, that was Miscellany for today. See you next time.
Jalan mana ku lalui, acap kali ku mencari, entah di sana atau di sini, aku gelap semua itu. Dunia di mana ingin aku memandang, damai gelora berbaur satu serta gelut bahagia semuanya. Kadangkala aku berjalan berpikir.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, Voice of Indonesia. Welcome back in Music Corner. Today we will present you a song by Iqbal Ramadan. Iqbal Ramadan began his career with the children's music group Cowboy Junior. Besides being known as a singer, his acting was also received an appreciation from the people of Indonesia. Dylan 1990 is one of the film titles that Iqbal starred in. In this film, he helped fill the soundtrack, continued the film Dylan 1990, namely the film Milea Suara Dari Dylan, will be released next February. He also returned to fill the soundtrack in the film with a song titled Kita Pernah Ada, which was released on January 13, 2020. Well, listener, here is Kita Pernah Ada, sung by Iqbal Ramadan.
Yang kita harapkan, kita inginkan, tak selalu sama. Cerita tentang kita memang pernah ada, kelak masih sama. Ibuku pernah bilang, tak peduli siapa, yang penting bahagia. Berdiri di sana berdua dengan dirinya, aku tak bergerak. Jangan tanya aku bagaimana, pikirkan saja semua tentang hidup yang berjalan. Sekarang sendiri, kau duduk di kiri. Dulu teleponmu berdering dariku, sekarang dia yang kau kabari. Dulu berdua di atas motorku, sekarang sendiri, kau duduk di kiri. Dulu teleponmu berdering dariku, sekarang dia yang kau kabari. Kau berdiri di sana berdua dengan dirinya, aku tak bergerak. Jangan tanya aku bagaimana, pikirkan saja semua tentang hidup yang berjalan. Akhirnya kau berdiri di sana berdua dengan dirinya, aku tak bergerak. Jangan tanya aku bagaimana, pikirkan saja semua tentang hidup yang berjalan. Akhirnya kau berdiri di sana berdua dengan dirinya, aku tak bergerak. saja semua tentang hidup yang berjalan. Kita pernah ada, kita pernah ada, kita pernah ada, kita pernah ada, kita pernah ada.
Voice of Indonesia.
Dalam cintamu ku termulai alunan kasihmu.
Listener, it's time for me to sign off now. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at Voi Indonesia, and Instagram voice.of.indonesia, or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Amanda. Thank you so much for joining us and have a great day.